Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Payton collides with Castle. Pajemski gets it to Horford to Curry. Curry to Pajemski, inside to Butler. Left corner, Payton rotates back to Curry. Good close out by Sohan. Dribble drive by Curry, steps back, fades into a two. Got another one! Oh my goodness! It's the Curry Show here in San Antonio. He's put the headset on. Steph, I really appreciate you doing double duty, as always. You know that. And I got to tell you, even I'm tired after these two games, Steph. This is like a playoff series.
Yeah, being here for two games in a row. And absolutely, brother. Yeah, no, I appreciate you. Us being able to just figure it out after getting mollywopped in OKC against an up-and-coming team like San Antonio, and for us to be able to grind it out. Like, you're forming an identity. I know we still have a long way to go, but these are momentum-type wins.
95 points on 29 for 52 in two games.
Wait, say that again?
29 of 52 in the two games here for you.
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, 29 of 51. Didn't mean to sell you short there. Yeah. 95 points. I mean, you know, and you've now tied Michael Jordan most 40-point games after the age of 30. That's got to be validation for you.
Yeah, I knew that one coming in after last game. That's pretty special. Like you always know, I thank God every day that I have the longevity and the ability to play this game at a high level for this long. And, you know, that's company that I never, ever, ever imagined. So, I'm just grateful.
Now, Steph, can you just chat for a moment about Draymond Green? Because even though, you know, Wembanyama's going to get his numbers, he's such an outstanding talent. But Draymond really worked his butt off these last two nights.
He did, man. He took the response or the challenge. You know, a guy like Victor, he's going to get his numbers. But the idea of making him work, you know, all those points aren't created equal, and just trying to wear on him the whole game. Like, it was great to see. And he did it knowing, you know, it wasn't going his way on the offensive end. So when that comes, that's when you see the full Draymond. We know it's coming, but he still finds a way to make an impact.
Last one for you, and these two games, does it kind of get the idea back, the validation back, the type of team you guys can be?
Yes and no. Like, we know it's such a long year. It's kind of wild between the last whatever 20-something games of last season and the start of this year. Every game feels like a playoff game because we're just still trying to figure out who we are and our identity. So, just one of those things where you just try to win the game in front of you. Keep building, keep being honest with each other, keep holding each other accountable, and we're trying to do that.
16-26, 9-17, 3, 8-8 line, 4 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, 49 points. Unbelievable, sir. Just unbelievable. And as always, I thank you so much for coming by to chat with me.
Absolutely. I forget the platform, but he's at Warriors Vox.
Thank you, Steph.
Yes, sir.
Well, the Warriors somehow find a way to win this one. They really were up against it in the second half. They were down 10, and the Spurs had the momentum. Warriors had a little bit of a meltdown there for about 3 or 4 minutes, kind of lost their poise, and it looked like San Antonio was going to close this out, but the Warriors rally for another gut-wrenching, heart-stopping win here in San Antonio. I know the Spurs fans walk out of here disappointed. But if you're a season ticket holder of the Spurs, you're going, sign me up for the rest of this. You know, this is too much fun. I mean, just too great. And I mean great. And I'm not overplaying this hand. Those were two great NBA games back-to-back. And it had drama. You had tension. You had outstanding play. And you have what was very interesting to me was you have a two-time MVP who's in his late 30s, but showing the future MVP that, hey, you know, I can still get it done at this age. And so you still got some growing to do to get to where, you know, I've been and others have been. And he'll get there. Wembanyama will get there because he's talented and he wants it. You can tell he wants it by he's bigger this year, he's stronger this year, he's worked on his three-point shot. He's going to be a pain in the butt for the rest of the NBA for another 15 years. Or more. And again, that's another thing is that, you know, Steph is showing some of the younger players, hey, you can keep yourself in great shape. You can play this game a long time at a high level. and high level indeed. 95 points over the last two nights and doing it at an incredibly efficient level. 49 points tonight. 49. You know that some people walked in here and sat down today. Well, he's not going to do that again, right? You know, after 46 the other night. And I don't think if he had had 25, nobody would have batted an eye. But he came out, just put the team on his back, and he was determined. He was not going to roll over in this game. 29 of 51 shooting in two games against the Spurs. He was 14 of 33 from three. 14 of 33 from three. And he was a total of 23 of 24 from the free throw line. And you pair that with 9 rebounds, 7 assists. And he didn't have a lot of assists because he had to be the one scoring tonight for Golden State. They had to have his scoring to win. And they got the 49 points. They go to 8-6. And I think, really, you look at what they're doing right now. And again, I still use the word validation. They came out of the Oklahoma City game, played so poorly that night, and take nothing away from OKC. They're the best team in the league. There's no doubt about that. But the Warriors didn't give them much of a fight. And I think they came out of that game and came into here and say, okay, we got to raise the temperature a little bit. Steve Kerr changed the starting lineup. They got more energy going. And what I like to call controlled chaos, they did that. And come away with a win. So I thought the Warriors got not only the performance out of Curry, Jimmy Butler did what he does, 21 points, 8 rebounds. Will Richard continues to shine, 10 points in 16 minutes of court time tonight. Draymond, his numbers aren't going to be eye-popping, and people will look at his shooting numbers and say he didn't play well. Well, that's not true. He had to battle Victor Wembanyama all night long, very difficult to handle. And one of the key plays of the game was Steve Kerr going out to half court and telling Mark Davis, you can't count that shot. The foul was before he got the ball. And it's one thing if he gets the ball, then he gets pushed, and it's a dunk and an and one. But because, it was before, I thought that was a key situation for the Warriors, as well as the fact that they continue to cause turnovers. Season high, 21 turnovers for San Antonio, resulting in 25 points for Golden State. Anyway, let's go to your Kaiser Permanente scoreboard. Warriors will get ready for New Orleans. That's going to come your way on Sunday from the Big Easy. 3:30 the airtime, 4 o'clock the tip. That's the upcoming broadcast brought to you by Ticketmaster. Again, a 3:30 airtime. So spend your Sunday afternoon with us in New Orleans. And then 3:30 and 4 the airtimes on Tuesday when the Warriors go to Orlando, their only visit to the Magic Kingdom.